Are you feeling overwhelmed with lesson planning? Let my Kindergarten Teacher Essentials year-long mega bundle do the heavy lifting for you. Kathy L., first-time kindergarten teacher, said it best. What a time saver. The no prep activities are invaluable, especially to a first-year teacher. It gives me more time to focus on the needs of my students instead of endlessly searching for materials and activities that match our outcomes. Whether you're planning for stations, centers, small groups, or prepping for the whole entire year, this bundle has everything you need and it's ready to go right now. Say goodbye to planning stress and hello to more time for what matters most, your students. So grab the bundle to save time, save money, and get all your materials all in one place in my Teachers Pay Teachers store. Hi, teacher friends. And in today's episode, I have another problem from a teacher like you. And I'm really excited to dive into this problem. So this teacher wrote in and she said, "Hi, Ziba. This is my first year teaching kindergarten, and I'm really struggling with helping my students write. They can tell me their ideas, but when it comes time to get words on paper or make sentences, they freeze. I'm not sure how to help them move from labeling pictures to writing full thoughts. Any advice?" Yes, I have lots of advice, so let's get into it. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Ziba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. So the first thing you want to do is have students orally tell what's going on in their picture. I love starting writing with a writing warm-up. I have these in my store where students are given a prompt and they turn and talk to their partner and they tell a story about the prompt. So for example, describe your friend or talk about a time you had fun on the playground or tell us the story of a birthday, and the kids will tell that story. And so then you can send them off after a writing lesson. You can send them off to go write, and they have that already told out. Now, even if they're writing something different or you don't have that option for your like writing lessons, that's fine. But the idea still stands that you want kids to be able to tell the story first with their words. So it sounds like for your students, they can tell you their ideas, which is great. So then after they tell their ideas, give them a chance to draw a little bit so that way they have their ideas down on paper in a way that they can remember. When you are working to transition kids to starting to write sentences, the first thing we want to do is making sure that we are modeling with the class how to write sentences before we're expecting kids to do it on their own. So what that means is I might do a shared writing or an interactive writing or just an example writing where I'm drawing a story and I'm saying, okay, this is about me snuggling with my cat. My stories always involve my cats. I mean, they're great story topics. And so I say, like, this is what this whole page is about. So that's my big idea. So I want to write that down on this line. And my sentence is, What am I doing here? I am snuggling with my cat. Okay, so that's going to be my sentence. So then let's think, how many words is that sentence? So this is the key point of getting it to go from an idea onto a page as a sentence. How many words is the sentence? So map it out on your hands as you're telling the story. Each word gets like a finger that you're counting on your fingers. So I am snuggling with my cat. 6 words. Then I'm going to underline where the 6 words go. I tell the sentence as I'm underlining. I am snuggling. Now, it's a long word, so I might do a little long underline with my cat. Okay, so that's my sentence about my picture. I am snuggling with my cat. So now that I've had the sentences underlined, I can write my sentence. I'm going to write I. And when I write the I, I fill it in over that first line, and then I point with my finger and read the rest of the sentence before I go and write it. So I wrote I and the first word, and now I read the rest. I am snuggling with my cat. Okay, next word. I am snuggling with my cat. Am. I'm going to write am. Am. Okay, next word. I am snuggling. I am snuggling with my cat. Snuggling. All right, that's a long word. I'm going to really stretch that out. What do I hear? Okay, I hear snug. Okay, I can hear all those sounds. I'm going to write that in. You get my point. After each word, tell the whole sentence again. Point and read the whole sentence. Point to the underline. Okay? And then you're going to write in the sentence word by word. Now, this is me modeling to the class, but when I'm working with kids at their writing table to support them with this big transition of going from telling their idea to writing a sentence, I do this with them too. I do the underline for them, but I have them point to each word as they're writing and make sure that they can keep pointing to the whole sentence so they don't forget it. You can use a pencil to underline, you can use a highlighter, a yellow marker. The yellow helps it like stand out a bit more, but the point is the underline really helps them to see how many words are supposed to be in their sentence, and it helps them connect that oral sentence that they told, that oral idea that they said, to what words, what the sentence would look like on paper, right? It's going from like the abstract to the visual, matching the, how do I describe it? It goes from matching what they're saying to the symbols on the page, right? To connecting their words that they're saying to the words on the page, that the words that they're writing have meaning behind them. That's the key, that the words they're writing have meaning. And so the more that you do this with them, you can encourage them to do it too. Okay, so tell me your sentence. Tell me your idea. Okay, how many words is that? Great. You're going to go write 6 words. Let's go see it. I can't wait to see. And so that is how I would focus on that big transition of like labeling pictures to now we want to start writing a sentence. Now, my goal is writing one sentence for a long time. I don't expect more than that. Can they do more than that? Some of them, but I don't expect more than that for a while. And I really want to take time to firm up their ability to write the sentence first independently, that they know how to do that. After I have worked with them on getting sentences down and they feel solid about doing that and more independently, then I start teaching the class about uppercase, lowercase, punctuation, but spaces definitely come first. Finger spaces between words. I definitely want that to be the first thing that we work on. Then we can work on punctuation. Then we can work on uppercase, lowercase, because they haven't like necessarily learned all the uppercase handwriting letters or lowercase handwriting letters at this point. I'm not quite solid in that yet, but finger spaces is really important because it's going to help understand their writing and help other people understand their writing. And that is also why underlining the words helps, because when you're underlining the words, you're introducing the idea that each word gets its own spot on the page and then there's a space in between. So when you're modeling that with the whole class, always model that you're putting a space in between the underline, in between the words, so that people can understand where one word starts and one word ends, right? And then after you're modeling it, you're helping them with their sentences, you're helping them with their underlines, okay? But if they're doing it independently, they're probably going to be a lot squished together, and that's normal. But then you're going to start really teaching into spaces between words as being really important. And after that, like I said, then you can start working on punctuation, uppercase, lowercase. So that's why I'm not working on necessarily adding more sentences to a page yet. Some of them can do it, but that's not my main goal. My goal will be like, can they do one sentence really, really well? And then once they can do that, I focus on adding more volume to that. But I want to get the quality there first. So all that to say, that is how I help students go from labeling to writing sentences. The other thing that you can try, depending on your like writing curriculum or where you're working on writing with them, is you can try sentence starters. That is a great way to get kids to be writing sentences more independently. In my monthly writing prompt, I always have the option for a sentence starter. And I use that for the majority of the year because it really helps kids be able to independently answer the question in a sentence form. So for example, what is your favorite thing about winter? My favorite thing about winter is blank, or I love blank. It gets them to answer in a sentence format, right? And so that is another great strategy you can use if everyone, especially if everyone's doing the same thing. So if you're using, maybe you're writing in a curriculum and everyone is supposed to be writing about some one story about something, you could give a sentence starter to the whole class or to the kids that struggle with transitioning to sentences. And that could be a big help. If you are ready to support students with more of that, like conventions of sentences, the punctuation, the spacing, I have a lot of resources in my Teachers Pay Teacher store about supporting kindergarten students writing sentences. And so you can grab that as well as other resources for supporting writing in small groups. And like I've said, if you have a question for me, I'd love to include it in upcoming podcast episodes. So send me a voice memo and your voice could be on the podcast. Or if you're not comfortable with that, that's okay too. Just send me your question and I could include it here. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then.